The new rules would allow content companies to pay internet service providers to pump their content into consumer households faster. This is a departure from the current principle where all online content is treated equally. Kevin Werbach, an expert in internet and telecom policy at the Wharton School, says Comcast is certainly part of the conversation.
But Comcast is already subject to what are often called network neutrality or open internet requirements as part of earlier merger conditions.
So even though the FCC's open internet rules were partially overturned in court, Comcast is still subject to them, at least until 2018. More generally, Werbach says there are some areas of concern, but commentary on the proposal so far has been too simplistic.
Where either the FCC mandates network neutrality, in which case everything is fine and there's no discrimination, or the FCC doesn't and everyone discriminates and everyone raises prices. It's really not quite that black and white.
The full commission will hold an open meeting on the proposed rules in mid-May. I'm Zach Seward, WHYY News.